Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Prion is an emerging startup focused on AI-driven solutions for mining insights from enterprise knowledge bases. And they recently, like I mentioned, have just raised $100 million in funding. And this was spearheaded by Thomson Tolles US Initiative Technology Fund. I think this significant capital injection aims to really boost Prion's overall growth trajectory. Plans include expanding its current workforce of 100 people, enhancing its international footprint, and amplifying its strategic collaboration. So inside, allegedly some insider sources have been talking to some journalists, and they said that this latest round propels the company's total funding to $137 million and elevates its post-money valuation to between $500 million and $750 million. So the vision behind Prion really comes from its founder, Igor Jakoblov, who is a seasoned entrepreneur who formerly headed the multimodal AI research division at IBM. He went into retirement He went into retirement and then he was like, had to come out of retirement because he was mad that no one was doing a bunch of important things in AI that he saw need to be done. He's been in this space for a long time. None of it's new. He's actually a really funny guy. If you ever listen to him talk, he spoke at the AI4 conference that I went to in Vegas this summer. And it's kind of funny because like everything he was saying, you could just see he was like perpetually offending a lot of people. And I just love someone like that. Not saying, you know, mean insults, but like his opinions on AI and how this isn't actually that cool. And that actually is way bigger of a deal than most people think. I could see it was just like, I don't know, offending a bunch of like people in big corporations that thought they were the greatest thing ever. Anyways, it's kind of funny. So, his previous venture, Yap, was a voice recognition startup. It's kind of, you know, pre-Siri, and it was acquired by Amazon in 2011, serving pretty much as a catalyst for Alexa's development. So interestingly, the moniker Prion, or that name, has its origins in the code name Amazon used for Alexa's foundational speech engine. So he just kind of, you know, stole their code name and made that the name of his company. In any case, though not strictly a voice assistant, Prion functions as a specialized assistant. The platform operates as a quote-unquote knowledge fabric, capable of interfacing with third-party chatbots or channels. It accepts various types of data, including audio, image, text, video, and transforms it into a searchable and usable format compatible with, you know, connected front-end systems. So Igor kind of likens Prion's functionality to Kendra, which is Amazon's AI and machine learning-driven enterprise search service. Both platforms employ, you know, connectors to unify and index a broad array of data from different databases. However, Prion claims an edge in accuracy, speed, and scale. So according to Igor, Prion is twice as accurate, ingests data 10 times faster, and can index billions of documents, far surpassing Kendra's limit of 100,000 documents. And to be honest, I think Igor's probably spot on with this. It's a guy that like, he calls himself a troll. He's like, you'll never kill me. I'm just like the troll. I will always beat people because I'm just in my cave working hard. You know, he's just a good guy. Like, man, Igor just brings a smile to my face. In any case, this is a quote from him. He said, one of the platform's distinct advantages is that it overlays existing systems. Organizations don't need to port their content into the Prion platform to retrain end users. Simply point to a data repository and the platform generates an AI model based on that content. It even understands legacy content through its computer vision, optical character recognition, and handwriting recognition capabilities. Come on, guys, that's insane, right? Like, you don't have to import everything into his platform to train your model. You just point it at where your data is sitting and it's going to train the model for you. And if it's like legacy old data that isn't properly like formatted, it's going to use computer vision. So very, very cool. A really great innovation. I can see why they're raising this. This is their Series B right now. I can see why they're raising $100 million on the Series B. So Prion also prioritizes data privacy and leaves no footprints of its indexing operations. The platform allows customer-defined parameters for data inclusion, ensuring that only legally entitled content is incorporated. Again, something a lot of big companies are struggling to, you know, grapple with. Igor said, there's always attribution to authorship and ownership. So I think despite some really stiff competition from well-established platforms like Amazon's Kendra, Microsoft's SharePoint Syntex, as well as emerging startups like Habia, Kagi, Andy, and Glean, Prion seems to be carving out a really strong position for itself with annual recurring revenue reportedly in the seven figures and a clientele list featuring people like Dell, NVIDIA, Westinghouse. I think Prion really is kind of showing a promising signs of really robust growth. I think this is going to be a big winner. And why it's kind of like, I don't know, Igor's like the developer, hacker kind of old school version of like Elon on this specific area of like AI models, I would say. I think the company is going to be successful because Igor is really, really quite prolific and very forward thinking. He's seen a lot of what's happened in the past and is very good at forecasting where it needs to go. So I think he's going to get stuff done a lot better and faster than other companies. I think he's going to be a lot more agile than people like Amazon and Microsoft, even though those are the people he's currently up against. So he recently said, quote, Prion is one of the few AI native companies designed from the outset for enterprise application. Its unique architecture allows it to operate effectively even in highly regulated environments ranging from the energy sector to government agencies. He's worked a lot with government agencies. I went to one talk in particular where there was a board. He was on the board. There was someone from the Department of Defense on the board, someone from the Coast Guard. Anyways, people were asking questions and like the government officials like would just like their face would go blank and they're like, I can't comment on that. And Igor, who has worked extensively with the military and other areas, is like, the reason they can't comment on that is because what they're really trying to say is blah, 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 blah. And he just like give you the answer that you actually wanted to hear, but you know, like a government official can't say it. Anyways, very cool guy, very cool company. I think Prion's is primed to do some really cool things. So big congratulations to the whole team at Prion on raising $100 million.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.